Submeter work was possible with the transit system, although long occupations were required to achieve that, up to a day. But in early 1973, GPS was starting to be considered. And perhaps one of the reasons that the 20,000-kilometer orbit was chosen was learning from transit. It became apparent that a higher orbit was better. Also, the rubidium and cesium oscillators on GPS were obviously a big improvement over the quartz crystal oscillators used in the transit satellites. So, again, the GPS system built on the shoulders of the systems that came before it.